This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022. We continue. Actually, we will finish Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, 24b, the second section, the green text. I guess we split this daf into only two sections. So yesterday we wanted to know, a non-Jew, according to Rabbi Gamliel, a non-Jew brings you something on Yontif, it is permitted. But permitted for what purpose? So Rab Amar Mutar in the Kabel. Right? Rab says you are allowed to receive it, you can take it. But you can't eat it, you can just take it. But Levi Amar Mutar in Ba'achila. Levi says not only can you take it, but you can eat it as well. So Amar Rab, so Rab now says, this is a knock on Levi, right? La'olam al yimna adam atzma beis hamedrash afilu shah achas. You should never deprive yourself. Stay away from the beis medrash even for 1 hour. Because when you do, you miss things. Da'ana v'levi, because I, Rab, and Levi, habina kamei de Rabbi, ki amra l'hai shmaita. Right? We were in front of the rabbi when he made this, right? When he gave this over this learning, right? This Be'urta, at night he said, Mutarim ba'ach, Amar Mutarim ba'ach. He said, you're allowed to eat it. Nanju brings you a gift, Kondi Gamliel, you can eat it. Bitsafra Amar Mutarim lekabel. In the morning, though, he kind of changed his mind. He backtracked a little bit and said, no, you're only allowed to take it. Says Rav, Ana da Havai be Midrisha, I who was in the Mish Medrash all the time, Hadri be. I went back. I understood what he meant because I heard him go back, so I went back. Levi de lohabe be midrasha. Levi was missing in the morning from the base medrash lohadar be. He didn't hear the retraction, and therefore he didn't retract. Always got to be in the base medrash. Mesve. So now we have a question. Goy shehevi daron li Yisrael. A non-Jew brought a gift to a Jew. Afilu dagim hamifulamin uperos bnei yoman mutarin. Right, fish that are still moist, right? Just made them, they're still good, ostensibly. Uperos bnei yoman and fruit of that day. Mutarin, they are permitted. Bish lamalamanda ama mutarin the kabel shapir. So the Gemara, at this point in the Gemara, it assumes, okay, just to accept it, right? That is okay, right? Moist fish, we assume, was made that day. And obviously, peros b'nei yoman, peros of that day, seem to indicate they were picked that day, right? So you can accept them. Ela lamanda amar mutarim ba'achila. Right, but according to the person who says you're allowed to even eat them, right, Levi, peros b'nei yoman, misharu ba'achila. Right, who in the world would allow you to eat fruit that is picked that day, right? Maybe there's not so worried about the fish. The fish you can keep moist, whatever it is. But the fruit of that day, how could you allow it to be eaten? Nobody allows that. Right, but now we turn the tables and we say, Latamek, but hey, even according to you, it says, Muta Lekabel. Right? Pnei peros b'nei yoman misharu b'tiltul. Right, the same way peros of that day that were picked that day, who's allowed to touch them and carry them and move them? Right, they are muktza. The same way you can't eat them, you can't touch them either. Ella, rather, we must be dealing with a case bichvore de adime upere de chvishi biyarka askina. Right, fish whose gills are still red, right, still indicates a certain freshness, right, and peri is fruit that is chvishi biyarka, that is. Right, like submerged in some kind of liquid. Right, that's what we're dealing with. So the brisa here, the challenge brisa is not really talking about stuff that was picked that day. Rather, it's talking about stuff that is preserved. But the Gemara now says, wait a minute. V'amai karaluhu b'nei yoman. Then why in the world would you say that they are of that day? They're not of that day. They were pickled or whatever it was before. Well, it says, no, Shehen Ke'en B'nei Yoman. It says, if they're fresh, they're preserved like it was of that day, but they're really not of that day. All right, so challenge is averted. Amar Rab Papa, says Rab Papa, Hilchasa, here's the halacha. Goy shehevi daron liYisrael b'yantiv, a non-Jew brought a present to a Jew on Yantiv. Im yesh me'oso hamin b'mechubar, if there is in that area of that type of fruit, food, etc., being brought that is still connected to the ground, so it's usher, right? You can't take it, you can't use it, because we assume that the non-Jew picked it on Yantiv. Ula erev nami asur bichdei shiyasu, and right the night after, it is also prohibited to enjoy that produce, right? In a time what's called kadei shiyasu. Kadei shiyasu literally means the amount of time it would take for the fruit to be picked, you know, that's ostensibly brought. The amount of time it would take for the non-Jew to do that action on your behalf, you have to wait until after Yantif, until you enjoy the produce, right? That way, it's like a gezeira, it's like a decree to make sure that we don't have non-Jews doing something for you on Yantif. You have to wait anyways after Yantif, so you'll wait till after Yantif anyways. V'im ein me'oso hamin b'mechubar toch hatchum mutter. All right, but if there is not of that, you know, type of fruit, the type of fruit or food, produce that the non-Jew has brought to you, if there isn't any attached to the ground in your area, and it was brought from within the tchum, meaning the non-Jew didn't come from outside of the city limits in order to bring it to you, so then mutter, then it is permitted because the non-Jew hasn't violated any halachos in bringing you that produce. That finishes Tuam Chaf Daled Amud Beis, and it also concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.